Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh man, I did not remember this episode whatsoever. Guys in Barcelona for this one. Are you kidding me? I didn't remember that. That's crazy. And I forgot all about this episode, and I know that there is an episode coming up very soon, which I believe was recorded on my birthday. Was it my 23rd, 24th birthday? And what I'd forgotten about is Guy's glee at my depression of the forthcoming episode is what was held in my mind. I forgot about the glee at which I took to Guy in this episode at him having to take some time out of his incredibly limited schedule in beautiful Barcelona to watch this movie. So I'm going to lay down my victim complex and say I brought that on myself. That's on me. I deserved it. But ultimately, hey, this is two unhappy boys. You're going to hear some from two guys who just don't want to be here, don't want to be watching the movie. And it's kind of a delight. We're not quite at the top of the hill yet, I guess you would say, but we're approaching the 50% mark. And this is the beginning of a very, what I remember to be, arduous period of Guy being overseas. And there was a lot of technical difficulties that I don't think made it onto the pod. But man, two unhappy guys. Hey, also, what a fascinating thing hearing Skype getting a look in on this app. My God, cannot believe that company couldn't capitalize on the pandemic. But here we are. Isn't it funny, the little relics we've forgotten about that were market leaders back in the day. Anyway, enjoy this episode of us being depressed. It is a, I would say, quintessential worst idea episode. Enjoy.
Welcome to the worst idea of all time. My name's Guy Montgomery.
And my name is Tim Batt.
And we just watched Grown Ups 2 for the 21st time.
And the second time this week. We did a little catch up because too much time passed since we saw the movie. And actually, we didn't mention this last podcast, but you said, boy, it's been a long time since I've seen this film. Which I thought was quite a funny quip from you, Guy. How are you? Where are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm currently in sunny Barcelona. If I look out my window, I can see some beautiful Spanish people going about their morning business. And I got to tell you, it really hammers home the dire straits that we find ourselves in week after week, Tim.
Well,
I hate this. I'm dragging part
of your holiday down is all I wanted to say, because it sounds delightful. So I want to make it as least delightful as possible.
I hate everything about what we're doing.
Mm.
There's no joy in that viewing. There's no joy in talking to you right now.
Yeah.
I'm an unhappy person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm on holiday, and this is what, like, this, I think this is, if I was in New Zealand the whole year, I think being away is really what's starting, is what might be the end of me, essentially, in the context of this podcast. It's like to not be able to just get up and go march around Barcelona of my own volition whenever I want, because I have to fucking do this stupid fucking thing with you.
Once a week, jackass. Why don't you call it for a second You're on holiday.
I'm only in Barcelona for a week, you know? It's very difficult to get here from New Zealand.
Well,
you gotta live every moment. You know,
I know.
Love every day.
A little bang.
I'm not loving every
Ariel
day.
Speedwagon talking.
I'm not living every moment.
Guy.
Anyway, how are you going, pal?
You can afford to take 101 minutes out of your fantastic life at the moment.
It's the time around the podcast, right? It's waking up at 8:30 in the morning when I needed an extra half an hour's sleep. That throws out the whole rest of my day. It's the 40 minutes of getting ready and then having the conversation with you afterwards.
Do you know what I'm supposed to be doing right now? I'm supposed to be fucking moving house, mate. This is not ideal at all.
This is good. This is a nice way to escape moving house. Moving house is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, stop it from happening. It just puts off when it will get done and makes it later, which makes it way shitter.
All right. Well, look, I think we can agree that neither of us are happy with the situation.
I was fucking furious when we were, like, getting kicked off. I was like, this goddamn thing again. I brought a lot of anger to the viewing today.
Yeah, when I woke up and I called you on Skype, I hope, and it didn't work like twice, and I just hoped beyond all hope that it just wouldn't work for whatever reason.
That's where I was at last week, because I think I was trying to get in touch with you and you weren't on Skype, and I was like, dear God, may he not have an internet connection so we can just not do it this week. But you were fucking there, and it connected, and then we watched it, and we did it, and here we are again. It's only been how many days since the last watch? Like 4 or 5, I think?
Not many.
Oh, no, wait, no, because I put it out way later, didn't I? That was the issue. I can't fucking remember.
It's unimportant. So, Tim, seen the movie. Have you seen this new... Hey, Tim, have you seen this new Adam Sandler movie, Grown Ups 2? It's really great.
Look, is that based on that first one that's got all the famous comedians in it?
Yeah, it's a sequel. It's sort of a light-hearted family romp through a small, middle-class American town. And I got to tell you, the hijinks that these guys get up to make me question whether or not they're really grown-ups at all.
Do you think that's where they got the name from, Guy Montgomery?
Well, I tell you what, I have a sneaking suspicion that it's no coincidence the movie's called Grown Ups 2, and the grown-ups often they're behaving like children. And the children, well, they're behaving like children too. It's chaos, it's anarchy.
So, if you had to sell me on a couple moments in this film, because there's a lot of great comedy films out there, Guy, and I'm just deciding, should I go and see Grown Ups 2 or not? You know, I might go and see Ghostbusters for the 20th time. I might get that out again, or I might get Ferris Bueller. Why should I get this video out?
Ferris Bueller, it's old news, mate. It's old news. You want something new, you want something fresh. You want to see a comedy that it will feel like you've never seen before. And I'm talking specifically to you right now, Tim. You want to lay fresh eyes on some fresh, modern comedy, which isn't remotely bigoted towards anyone. You want to watch this movie.
It's interesting that you just unsolicited came up with the word unbigoted to describe this movie. That's not how most movies get described.
Yeah. I've run out of steam for this bizarre role play.
You have not committed to the bit, Guy. You bailed out early. There was still legs in that.
I'm trying so hard.
You were awake for this whole watch, which was something. What was your emotional arc for the 101 minutes?
I was in a bad mood at the start, and it got better as the movie went on. And actually, I found new joy in watching the fight scene, just to see who does a bad job. There was some really bad fighting happening. You know the scene we talked about last week where the jock guy rips off Tim Meadows' hair and he gets really excited about it. He's bald.
Yeah.
I've never watched the background of that before because I've been so absorbed in the comedy of that moment. But there's a lady sort of beating up a guy and they're pretty much counting out the steps. Like I looked at a lot of bad fighting. That was probably the worst for mine.
Yeah, there's fight scenes that I haven't noticed till this watch because I'm watching it on a laptop that's so close to my face. So, like, when you're watching it on a TV, still the same resolution, it's still 1080p, but, you know, it's still glorious.
Don't want anyone thinking we're watching a glitchy version of Grown Ups 2.
We're not watching standard def. Although, if there was a 4K version out there, I would love to see it. for no reason at all. But point being, terrible fighting. And we've brought that up before, but like, yeah, you do. You notice new stuff when you're that close to the screen. Like, you real do. Shitters.
Yeah. It's an interesting sort of...
What's going on with your eyes? Because I can see you. We're on video Skype right now. It looks like you're on drugs or something, man. Or is this just how you wake up?
I'm just waking up. Oh, no, I've just watched Grown Ups 2. I think I've got like a sty or something in my right eye. It's a bit sore.
It's looking a little bit red.
It's because I keep rubbing it, I think, and it doesn't help.
Do me a favour, though. Come close to the camera. Put that eye close to the camera and then look to your left, I think. Oh, no, look the other way. No, like tilt your whole head. Yeah, that's that sort of thing. Yeah, like that. Okay. No, it's looking okay. It's a little kind of red, but yeah.
It'll be okay.
It'll be sweet.
Hey, man, this city is beautiful.
Yeah, tell me about Barcelona. Do they say Barcelona or Barcelona?
They say Barcelona. Just, you get like beers, just beers everywhere. Beer in the street for a euro or less. Just walking around. Yesterday we went to the beach. We just swam in the water, swam in the Mediterranean. Then we'd get up, we'd go and eat some tapas, drink some beer, we'd go for a walk, then we'd land back at the beach, fall asleep, wake up, go for a swim, get up, go eat some tapas, drink a beer, go for a walk.
Well,
wind up back at the beach. It's like watching Grown Ups 2 over and over.
I'll have you know that yesterday I did a full day of work and then hosted a pub quiz and then walked home in the largest storm Auckland's had for the last 10 years with a large backpack on my back and stopped midway at a McDonald's where at midnight where a bunch of tourists started singing happy birthday to one of their party, and it's the saddest I think I've ever felt.
That is so you. It's so uniquely you that you would...
The tragedy of that.
Yeah, just the large backpack in particular. It's the detail. It's that you got caught in a rainstorm, not just in your clothes with a rain jacket on, but carrying a large backpack, presumably with some sort of electronic equipment in it. Because you're the kind of guy who just needlessly rolls around town with your electronic equipment in a large backpack in case you ever need it. How's the quiz going, by the way?
It's fine. It's fine.
You better hope the whoever books it doesn't listen to this podcast.
He knows full well how I feel about it. No, it's good. It's good fun. It was pretty quiet last night because of the storm, but still had a solid 8 or so teams.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you wisecrack?
Yeah, I'm a pretty straight-laced quizmaster, to be honest. I think that's important.
I don't think that's you can important. Make, you, I think people...
you can make jokes, but you've got to make sure that you're delivering the quiz.
Do you even write your own questions?
Nah. I've got a mate in Wellington, shout out to Nicky Boy if he's listening, who's been doing the Southern Cross quiz for like the last 5 years, and he writes them himself, he's fucking good at it. So I pay him a little bit of money, or the bar does rather, and we buy his one, and I deliver it. I do the
Lazy.
Music round though.
How do you expect to enjoy doing the pub quiz if you aren't even invested enough to write your own questions?
Because I was invested enough to find a good writer of the pub quiz. And
you don't even care about the trivia you're spouting.
Bullshit. I care a lot. That's why I entrust it to Nicky Boy. He's a smarter man than I.
You can't keep swanning through life half-assing everything, Tim.
I can as long as I pay people slightly more than I make along the way. It's called clipping the ticket, and I'll have you know it got me to where I am today.
Oh, man, what are we doing?
I don't know, man. Like, that was a big question mark hanging over my head this watch. There's a lot of sadness. A lot of sadness and a lot of anger associated with this viewing.
I just wonder when it's going to turn. Like, when it...
Yeah.
Like, when it's because it, we're still climbing the mountain right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I wonder if at 26, when we're halfway through, it will feel like a descent. Like, the numbering could go up to 26, and then to keep our spirits high, it could go back down. So it goes 26, 26, 25, 24. And it's like we're taking steps back to sanity until we can once again be released into society.
Well, something I was talking to my mate about just before was the spectre of Grown Ups 3 getting made, and... us watching it for 2 years when it gets released, because we did promise that on this podcast.
No, we didn't, and we're not doing it. It's a stupid threat. That is a stupid hollow threat you made. Look at the lengths we're going to already to do this 52 times. 104 times to watch a sequel to a sequel that shouldn't have been made. Not going to happen. Tell you what I did watch. I can't remember if I said this in the last podcast. I watched a movie called Down by Law.
I was trying to do that salesman technique where when you stop talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And the other person sweats it out until they agree with you, but you did not come around. You just moved on and changed subject. Yeah. But please tell me about this other movie.
I see straight through you to Matt. It was just really good. It was really good.
What's it called again?
Down by Law. It's like three guys who sort of get wrongly imprisoned in New Orleans prison. And it's all black and white. Tom Waits is one of the guys, and then there's two other guys who are both very good. I can't remember their names. And they break out of prison and run through the wilderness.
Awesome.
I pretty much told you the whole plot, but it's fucking good.
That's right. I'm a big Tom Waits fan, so that'd be cool to watch him.
But if you think about how quickly I summarised the plot of that film and how clear and succinct what was a very watchable and enjoyable film is, versus how much garbage they've stuffed into the fucking sack that is Grown Ups 2. It tells you you don't need a lot. You don't need a CGI deer pissing on a teenage boy in a shower.
Yeah, sometimes less is more.
To make a good movie.
Sometimes less is more, and sometimes a deer pissing is more. But this isn't one of those times.
It's true. Both have their merits.
Even like The Matrix, I think, would have a shorter log line. Is that what they're called? Like a little descriptor for the studio to get financed than this piece of shit. Because we keep going back to this, but what is the movie about? What is Grown Ups 2 about? Nothing, really, when you get down to it. It's about nothing. Some people argue it's about friendship, but it's not, because they're all cunts to each other.
No, pardon my French. Is it about Is it about growing up? No, it's not really, is it? Because there's no lessons learned.
And no one changes. That's like a fundamental thing that's missing from this movie. There's no character development or a character arc. No one improves.
It's true. Even Taylor Lautner and his gang of fraternity boys, who are supposedly the villains, they don't actually learn a lesson.
No.
From the beatdown they get at that party. They all just run away and presumably continue living their lives as they have been.
Yeah, and also they don't even learn the lesson that don't take on old people because they're stronger than you think, because the thing that scares them away at the end is the deer, not the old people's fighting abilities.
I don't even think it's the deer. I think it's the what you don't really know until you see the deer take down Taylor Lautner is how much they have invested in Taylor as a leader. He is the be-all and end-all of their confidence as en masse, as a group.
So he's like Ralph in Lord of the Flies. Is that the main guy's name?
Yeah, there's Ralph. No, and there's Piggy.
Piggy
and
isn't...
there's one other guy. Jack. Jack.
Jack. Jack. He's Jack.
The leadership battles between Jack and Ralph.
Yeah, you're right. So
fuck, that's a good book.
So who... Yeah, boy, is it. Did you see the play stage adaption of it in Auckland?
Not when it was on recently. I have seen it as a play.
It's bloody good, man. It's a good production. Good production. Remember that time we went to the NZSO? Oh, that was nice. Did we ever talk about that, eh?
I don't think we did.
Just before Guy left, we went to the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra performing some of Beethoven's symphonies, and the funniest thing that happened is we were a little bit worse for wear. We'd had a couple of beers before going in, but we were just, you know, excited about the performance. But we were fine. But going in after halftime, just before the orchestra kicked up, a guy who was on the opposite side of the room to us, we were up on the balcony bit, just goes, "Yeah!" just before they started, and I could not stop laughing. It was like the funniest thing that you could say before an orchestra is about to perform Beethoven.
Watching the symphony orchestra was a full-on experience. Like, it's the whole atmosphere, it's not tense, but it's prim.
I find it contemplative.
Yeah, I mean, and meditative. The thing is, when the music's going, it's just, you're just there with, because in a play or in a movie or something, not this movie necessarily, but you're absorbed in a story, you're following, you know, something else. But when the music's playing, all you do, and at a concert you can still turn to someone or dance, but if you're just sitting in a chair listening to classical music, to Beethoven no less, you're sort of an odyssey of thought, you're just in your own brain.
Yeah.
It's quite intense.
People get real fucked off when you do start exploring external stimuli, like talking to your mates who are busting out a cell phone.
We were whispered some funny things to each other during the performance.
Yeah, that woman didn't like me though.
That's okay. They're a very eccentric composer too. Composers, they are like bizarre.
You took issue with that man. I think that's what all conductors are like, but you seem to think that guy was especially egotistical.
I called him a composer. God, I'm an idiot.
Conductor.
It's just like all of the musicians,
Beethoven was so fucking full of himself.
Beethoven had a real ego. No, but that conductor, he's like, all of the musicians are just looking at their sheet music the whole time. They occasionally, say once a minute, glance up at him to see what he's doing. He's just dancing out there for himself. And then, like, he took 3 encore bows at half time for intermission.
He's holding
it like, there was rapturous applause. He'd walk off the stage. And then he'd come back out and bow again. The applause continued. Walk off the stage. Come out and bow again. The applause continues. Walk off. That's like, it's half time, mate. You've only done half your fucking job.
I think he's more important than you're giving him credit for. Because I used to play a bit of trumpet, and I didn't take it to like a very serious level. But I remember the conductor playing a part in that when you play with the band, the full orchestra.
But that's,
it was important.
It was in your shitty little school orchestra. These are all professional musicians. They don't need this guy.
I guess,
they don't need a leader.
I guess
he's the Taylor Lautner of their group. Maybe they do. God.
Well, okay. So in like a rock band, the percussionist keeps time, right? Like the drummer would keep time. But in an orchestra, you don't always have percussion going. So you need another guy to keep the rhythm.
They had a guy on the timpani.
Yeah. This time they did. But I'm saying you can't just have a role which is conductor when there's no drums in a piece. You know, you got to have a safety role.
Just put someone in on triangle.
Where are we going with this? You know, this isn't related to the film.
We are like stretching our brains silly to avoid talking about the movie.
Shining Light.
I said it out loud to you because I was afraid I wouldn't remember it, and I don't.
No.
I said it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I know.
That's my Shining Light when it happened.
Tits. I can't remember, bro.
Okay, well then I had a backup, which was when the headmaster's doing his announcement.
Mm.
There's some funny signage in the background of some of the classrooms. One of them was like, "History is great," was one of the whole posters. "And how much history do you know?" And I was like, I hope these aren't real educational posters from America, and this is just an instance of how lazy the props department got at some point by just writing sentences and printing them on card and putting them on the wall in the background.
I suspect history is, it might be because Stanton High, which is the name of the high school where it is, home of the Puritans, go Puritans.
Yeah.
A lot of that looked undressed, so I'd be tempted to say that that's a real sign.
Hmm, interesting. Do you think they used a real high school, or do you think they...
I reckon Stanton High is real. In fact, should I Google it now? Because what... I keep forgetting, what state is the movie based in?
I think Connecticut. We've been guessing Connecticut for a long time now.
It was based on something, though.
Did you ever watch Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah, a long time ago.
That's a good... I always thought that school looked very real, but that was a set. That show was set in Detroit, I think, but they shot in Los Angeles. And there's one goof where you can see a palm tree in the background of shot. And if anyone knows anything about Detroit, you don't see palm trees in Detroit. Shattered the illusion of the world.
What a bunch of fuckwits.
Fuck.
But they made a really good show. Whereas conversely, Grown Ups 2 is kind of the opposite, where everything is almost visually flawless, but there's no movie or plot behind it. So it's just like an empty facade, an empty shell.
How many different ways can we come up to say that same thought? I guess another, hopefully another like 20, 30. 30, no, what is that, 21, 31.
I can't see a Stanton High in Connecticut. There's one in Texas, though. I'll just see if it's Home of the Puritans.
They don't need to have shot the film in Connecticut for it to be set there.
Stanton High is home of the Buffaloes. Go Buffaloes.
They're all about school spirit in America. Hey, Tim, what was your shining light? Let's get this thing over with.
Funnily enough, it was at the school as well. Because I noticed this time, and it's probably on screen for about 1.5 seconds, if that. But as Keithy's leg is being broken by his dad, Adam Sandler, there's a shot of a beautiful brick cottage-style building, which might be the groundskeeper's house, just kind of over the shoulder of Adam Sandler as he's flying through the air. And it's a beautiful old building. And you don't see that kind of brickwork in the movie anywhere else. So that was my shining light today.
That is a good shining light. Mm. What's on the cards for you the rest of the week, mate? You said you were busy. Moving. You wanted to get this record done. I'm moving house. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know. I've got to check my calendar. I'm just playing it day by day at the moment. Got some work to do tomorrow. Got the old radio stuff ticking over.
Yeah.
The old radio. Oh, yeah, on Friday, I'm doing a comedy gig in someone's lounge, which will be interesting.
What, is it like a proper, is it a bit of fun, or is it a proper gig?
It's to promote TV3. I think that comedy special is going to air soon that they taped during the festival. Our one, that they for the...
Oh, is it...
From
is
the
it,
last
when,
laughs.
When it, and it's like win a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah. How did you get out of that? Because I would have thought that you'd be like contractually obligated to attend as being the Billy T winner.
I flew to Barcelona.
That's a good way to get out of that contract. Well done.
Yeah, mate.
But it should be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun.
I guess.
Well,
where are you off to next? Just give me two locations that you're off to next and we'll round it off, eh?
I'm flying to Berlin on Saturday.
Beautiful.
I'm going to be... Oh, this is exciting. I don't know if you watched the semi-final. I watched the semi-final last night in a sort of reasonably crowded bar, although it was a weird place. But anyway, crazy stuff watching the Germans just completely destroy Brazil. I'm going to be in Berlin on Sunday,
yeah,
the 13th of July, which just happens to be when the World Cup final will be played.
Oh, shit.
So that could be one of the greatest nights of my life if they win.
Dude, that's a... Fuck yes. Oh my God, that country will be on fire. Even if they don't win, I think they're still going to be pretty joyous. Like, that was a 7-1 was the end score, wasn't it? That was an absolute thrash thing.
It was a pantsing.
It was relentless.
And then after Berlin, I don't really know, I might go to Iceland or Amsterdam.
Hey, go to Iceland, man. Everyone goes to Amsterdam, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't get dark this time of year.
Well, go there. That's cool. That's sciencey, and it's exciting, and it's a little bit sexy. Besides,
so by the end of this trip, and because then I'll be in Edinburgh for all of August, I think I will have wound up watching, including New Zealand, watching Grown Ups 2 in like 6 different countries, which has got to be some
that's
sort
cool.
of world record.
That is fucking cool, man.
That's not cool.
I like that a lot. That's great. Hey, let me ask you this before we go, and then we will go. Tanya got back in touch, as I told you a couple of weeks ago, and said, hey, tuned into the podcast, think it's funny. So, do you want to get her on over Skype, like, soonish while you're away, or do you want to wait for you to come back and we'll do it when you're here?
If you think about the technical difficulties we're already facing.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Introducing a third third person into the mix is just going to end in disaster.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair call. Well, look, if you meet any interesting people in Europe, feel free to bring them along for a watch on your MacBook.
Yeah, I could do. I've got my friend Ryan Heron, who I'm doing a bit of travelling with, who's a very good cameraman and director.
Hey, well, that could be an interesting perspective.
I'm meeting him in Berlin. So, yeah, that could be a good bit of perspective, couldn't it?
Cool. Sounds good, mate. All right, well, look, stay safe. Enjoy Berlin. And great to hear from you. And fuck this film. Fuck it right in the ass.
And the podcast concept. Fuck that too.
Yeah, we're silly men. Very silly. All right, mate.
Have a good day, everyone.
Take care. Live every moment.